Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky, prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok, označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujte si príbeh rodiny Williamsovcov. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear the true story of the Williams family, as seen and told by Venus Williams, a famous tennis player.
I travel around the world playing tennis and have been on the Sony Ericsson WTA Tour, Women's Tennis Association Tour, 8 times. This year, unfortunately, I was there alone because my younger sister Serena was suffering from a long-term injury. I get along with other players, but I don't really know them. Tennis is so individual. Everyone has their own practices, so you're often by yourself. Serena and my elder sisters Isha, 32, and Lindria, 28, are my best friends. We are really close. While some people only see their whole family once or twice a year, for me it's every few weeks. It's because of this tight family bond that we were able to deal with a family tragedy which happened 5 years ago. We grew up in Compton, a poor part of Los Angeles. I had a carefree childhood and just went to school, then tennis practice, and never really noticed that the area we lived in was violent. It was probably because Serena and I were so into tennis. As Serena was the youngest and the closest to me in age, I've always felt responsible for her. Whatever I did when we were growing up, Serena copied. But I didn't mind and we never argued. And even if we had different opinions, I would let her have her own way. This is typical of how we all are as sisters. So when I got a call one late night in September 2003, I immediately knew something was wrong with one of them. I had a message saying that Yatunde, 31, our eldest sister, had been accidentally shot in Compton as the victim of street shooting. I was completely shocked, but managed to get on a plane from New York to be with my family. The family really came together and gained strength from each other. In this way, we wanted to overcome sadness and pain. We would spend hours playing cards. It somehow helped us through. If one of us got upset, we would pass around a pair of sunglasses to hide behind. As well as crying, we laughed, because that's what we do as a family. We were all there for each other. It was a very difficult time, but life is all about challenges. People ask me about marriage and children, but I can't really think about that yet. I'm all about my career. I just feel lucky to have the close family that I do. We talk about Yatunde all the time, what she liked, what she would say in certain situations. I really appreciate having my family around me for their love and strong ties.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear the true story of the Williams family, as seen and told by Venus Williams, a famous tennis player.
I travel around the world playing tennis and have been on the Sony Ericsson WTA Tour, Women's Tennis Association Tour, 8 times. This year, unfortunately, I was there alone because my younger sister, Serena, was suffering from a long-term injury. I get along with other players, but I don't really know them. Tennis is so individual. Everyone has their own practices, so you're often by yourself. Serena and my elder sisters, Isha, 32, and Lindria, 28, are my best friends. We are really close. While some people only see their whole family once or twice a year, for me it's every few weeks. It's because of this tight family bond that we were able to deal with a family tragedy which happened 5 years ago. We grew up in Compton, a poor part of Los Angeles. I had a carefree childhood and just went to school, then tennis practice, and never really noticed that the area we lived in was violent. It was probably because Serena and I were so into tennis. As Serena was the youngest and the closest to me in age, I've always felt responsible for her. Whatever I did when we were growing up, Serena copied. But I didn't mind and we never argued. And even if we had different opinions, I would let her have her own way. This is typical of how we all are as sisters. So when I got a call one late night in September 2003, I immediately knew something was wrong with one of them. I had a message saying that Yatunde, 31, our eldest sister, had been accidentally shot in Compton as the victim of street shooting. I was completely shocked, but managed to get on a plane from New York to be with my family. The family really came together and gained strength from each other. In this way, we wanted to overcome sadness and pain. We would spend hours playing cards. It somehow helped us through. If one of us got upset, we would pass around a pair of sunglasses to hide behind. As well as crying, we laughed, because that's what we do as a family. We were all there for each other. It was a very difficult time, but life is all about challenges. People ask me about marriage and children, but I can't really think about that yet. I'm all about my career. I just feel lucky to have the close family that I do. We talk about Yatunde all the time, what she liked, what she would say in certain situations. I really appreciate having my family around me for their love and strong ties.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7.